And as I pray that we would just learn things about you today that we didn't know before, because you are infinite in being known, and we can always learn new things about you. So guide and direct us, guide and direct my speech today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I was reading in Ecclesiastes 3 a couple of weeks ago. It's a famous passage, a season for everything under heaven, that passage. Turn, 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 if you're a fan of the birds. There's a few of us here who might remember the birds, right? Let me read it to you. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what's planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. And a time for war and a time for peace. May God bless the reading of his word. Now, I've read this many times before, and when I was reading it a few weeks ago, it felt a little routine. But when I came to verse 5, I heard God say to me, take a closer look at that part that says, a time to cast away stones. Now, God speaks to us in a lot of different ways, and over the years of my life, I've learned to take a pause when I feel God's whispering something to me while I read the scriptures. And as I dug through this particular verse and read some commentaries about it, I found that there's some disagreement about what it means. It's hard to understand. Entire papers have been written about this. No one can really say definitively what it means, what it's referring to. But there are two interpretations among many that seem to float to the surface and carry the most credibility. The first is that casting away stones relates to preparing a field for harvest. It's hard to cultivate a field when it's full of stones. So it was common practice to cast stones out of a field in order to make it fruitful. The second is that casting stones means to put them in a grave. The custom of tossing a handful of dirt into a grave at a funeral comes from this. It's a symbol of burial. So when there's a time to cast away stones, it either means to get rid of the stones so that a field can be cultivated, or it means to bury the stones as in a funeral, preparing for something new to grow or letting something old die. Or perhaps it means both, because sometimes for something new to grow, something old has to die. Here are a couple of situations where God called me to cast away my stones. When we came back from India at the end of 2012, I was pretty lost. As you probably know by now, we'd come home in a crisis. Heather wasn't doing well in a lot of ways, physically and mentally, and we needed to figure out what was going on. It was a huge move to move back to Ohio. We had to find schooling options for the kids and get Heather the help she needed. Believe it or not, for weeks, I couldn't find a doctor in Ashland willing to take new patients. As well, we were living in my parents' basement. I was 46 years old at the time and living in my parents' basement with my wife and kids. I wasn't proud of that. In the midst of all this, in early 2013, God gave me three stones that he wanted me to cast away. He showed them to me all at once in a devotional time, but the process of casting them away unfolded over a period of several years. The first was my business in India, Dynamic. It was my full intention to keep ownership of Dynamic when we left and continue to make the big decisions. But God made it clear that I was to give the business up by selling it to a teammate. Now, Dynamic was my baby. It was a language school that I'd started from scratch in a Muslim ghetto of New Delhi, and I loved it there. I loved working there. I loved the way it served the community. I loved the opportunities it created to share Jesus with people. And God told me to give it up, to cast away that stone. Clearly, he had something else for me, and I needed to cast dynamic away to prepare myself for something new. But I hadn't a clue what it was. And this was the first stone I cast away. It took me 2 years to do it, but I sold Dynamic in March of 2015. The second stone was a home fellowship in Mansfield. This was the place Heather and I had met. It was a place where leaders encouraged me to lead and encouraged me in my call to the nations. It was a place of community and of belonging, especially to the misfits and the lost and the damaged. But while we were in India, we watched from a distance as there was a series of leadership decisions that damaged the church. Fighting, decades-long relationships were broken. People wouldn't speak to each other. It was just a bad situation. The church we came back to in 2012 was a shell of its former self. I became an elder at the request of the remaining elders to try and wade through the issues and problems and fix the church. But after about a year, it was clear that I was trying to save something that was no longer there. I was in the way of what was next. So I cast it away. I had no clue what was next. This happened about the time I sold Dynamic. And finally, a third stone was our mission organization. We'd been with them for 24 years. It was a wonderful organization full of a rich tapestry of people, of good people. They enabled us to fulfill our vision for Muslims. We rubbed shoulders with people who, like us, were giving the best years of their lives to serve in obscure, hot, and dirty places in order to make Jesus known there. We'd go to conferences and worship with people like this, doing these kinds of things, and I just weep at the privilege of being counted among these wonderful people. To me, this is what following Jesus was all about. And it was through our former organization that we met our mentors who mentored us for 10 years. I developed friendships that were extremely valuable to me. They were wonderful, wonderful people. But after 24 years, it was clear that our organization was going one way and we were going another. It was time to cast it away. This just happened a couple of years ago. Our business / ministry, our fellowship, and our organization. Three huge stones to cast away. But as we cast these stones away, something unexpected happened. They became stepping stones to other greater things. They became the very stones we stand on now as God builds a new thing in and through us. We all have people who've championed us in our lives, believed in us, gave us things so that we could succeed. Personally, I stood on the shoulders of giant men and women of faith as we built a business in India, raised our kids there, and navigated the ups and downs of life in an unreached place, a place where they didn't know anything about Jesus. These spiritual mentors loved us, helped us, forgave us, and sometimes rescued us. But now they're growing old. Some are retiring, some have passed away. And at some point along the way, Heather and I have realized that we're now the people to take their place and be what they were to us, to the people coming behind us. We're no longer the receivers, but we're now the givers. We're the leaders. We're the mentors. And in some ways, that just seems impossible. There's no way we can fill the shoes of so many people that have meant so much to us, without whom we never would have made it through our life as missionaries. Yet that's the way it is. We got them, and the next generation gets us. Every case of good succession involves letting go of a position, a role, or a chapter of life. That means if we're to take the places of the people who have gone before us, We need to let go of what God's done through us in the past and be open to new roles. Sometimes that means decreasing while others increase. For me, it means no longer being the guy on the mission field full time, but the guy who helps the people coming up behind me, the next generation, be the guys on the mission field, helping them be better missionaries than I was, helping them not to make the mistakes I did, helping them not to feel as alone and overwhelmed as I did. Casting the stones of what has been away and embracing what God's doing now and trusting he'll use these imperfect vessels to encourage people coming behind us, just as he used the imperfect vessels that paved the way forward for us. So the question this morning is this: what stone or stones, Jesus, are you asking me to cast away? Maybe it's time for a new job. Maybe he's calling you to the nations. Maybe it's a habit or the way you spend your money or your time. Maybe it's something really, really good, but God just wants something else for you. I'd like us to bow our heads and take a moment and just ask God this question. Jesus, what are you asking me to cast away? Let's do that right now. Now, if God has spoken to you or is speaking to you, the next question is how and when. And you don't need to run out of church today and cast the stone away immediately, like quit your job or sell your house. Just let it unfold. Let God make it happen. All you need to do is yield. All God is calling you to do right now is go from this, holding onto it tightly, to this, holding it open in your palm. My friend Bob, the same one who was chicken to go, says that a Christian is just a beggar telling other beggars where to find bread. And we can be beggars with very little strength to make the changes God's asking of us. We can be afraid of what God's telling us to do, but God can give you the courage and strength to cast those stones away. And he'll walk with you through any pain casting those stones away causes. I can attest to that. Because all we really want to do as followers of Jesus is honor him with our lives. That's all. That's all he asks. And through it all, we can trust in God's plan. We can trust in the decisions we make in the fear of God. We can trust that we didn't give the best years of our lives in vain. We can trust that God is not done with us and will give us new stones to gather as we cast the old ones away. And he'll turn those old stones into stepping stones to new things, greater things, wonderful things. Let's pray. Father, we're just so grateful to you for everything you've given to us. We're grateful for the stones that you've given to us, and we're grateful for what's next, even though we don't know what it is, or maybe we're afraid of it.